Continued calls tonight for the governor to step down, which he says he will not do. Speaking about the allegations for the first time today, his voice occasionally trembling with emotion.
I want to address the recent allegations that have been made against me.
It's Andrew Cuomo's first time before the cameras in a week, which once would have been unthinkable. Lauded as a hero at the height of the COVID pandemic for his steady leadership and daily briefings, the New York governor's last statement, a written one released on Sunday, was met with outrage. Observers saying he seemed to blame his alleged victims for misinterpreting his words and actions. Three women now accuse the 63-year-old of inappropriate conduct. 33-year-old Anna Rush telling the New York Times that at a 2019 wedding, the governor placed his hands on her face and asked if he could kiss her. A fellow guest snapped a photo. 25-year-old Charlotte Bennett, a former state health policy advisor, claims the governor asked inappropriate questions about her sex life, including whether she'd ever slept with an older man. Another former aide, 36-year-old Lindsay Boylan, accused Cuomo of forcibly kissing her on the lips and suggesting they play strip poker.
He just didn't think that what he did would have caused harm or you know, caused someone to be uncomfortable. It's not good enough.
If these allegations are true, he cannot govern.
The scandal has met with a volley of condemnation, much of it from fellow Democrats. Demands for Cuomo to resign, which he says he will not do.
I want New Yorkers to hear from me directly on this. First, I fully support a woman's right to come forward, and I think it should be encouraged in every way. I now understand that I acted in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. It was unintentional, and I truly and deeply apologize for it. I feel awful about it, and frankly, I am embarrassed by it, and that's not easy to say. But that's the truth. But this is what I want you to know, and I want you to know this from me directly. I never touched anyone inappropriately. I never touched anyone inappropriately. I never knew at the time that I was making anyone feel uncomfortable. I never knew at the time I was making anyone feel uncomfortable. And I certainly never, ever meant to offend anyone or hurt anyone or cause anyone any pain. That is the last thing I would ever want to do.
The governor imploring New Yorkers to withhold judgment until New York Attorney General Letitia James completes her investigation. He promises he will fully cooperate. In Manhattan, Tom Negevin, News Nation.